You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Joined by a member of the WHL champions. He's a back-to-back WHL champion, this time with the Seattle Thunderbirds. Dylan Gunther joins us. Dylan, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, Dylan, it's very rare that you get an opportunity to go to consecutive Memorial Cups, and it's even more rare for a guy like, I can only imagine how amped up you are after having to sit and watch with an injury last year in the Memorial Cup. Can you put into words just how excited you are to get on the ice on Saturday and kind of remove that frustration from a year ago?
Yeah, I can't wait. We got down here yesterday, and It's a pretty cool event. The city kind of comes together for it. There's a lot of people and a lot of volunteers that do a lot of work. So, you know, it's been fun. We got on the ice today, and I can't wait for Saturday.
Dylan, you guys, obviously, you were one of them, the guys that was traded to that team. And how long do you feel it kind of took your group to kind of come together after some of the massive moves that your general manager pulled off?
Yeah, I think kind of the core guys who have been here for a long time did a really good job at integrating us. You know, that it's obviously a heavy style of play mixed in with a lot of skills. So I think we can kind of bring that to the table, and we all get along super well off the ice. So I think that kind of helped with our on-ice play too.
Dylan, as you know, for you, you came in as a trade deadline acquisition for that team. And, man, your team is loaded. There's 11 draft picks on the team. There's four guys who are going to get drafted this year. That's 15 players. Like, that's a real deep team. You're on some pretty good Oil Kings teams. But, man, this one's incredibly deep. Talk about just the need. I had your coach on a few months ago, and he said the biggest one was just trying to get guys to kind of find their roles, because lots of guys suddenly had to take on a different role than they were used to in either on this team already or in the teams they were coming from.
Yeah, I think that's a big difference. We have like four really good lines who can all score and all play against the other team's top line. So I think as the playoffs went on, that really helped us a lot, was just our depth, and especially on the road when the other team is trying to get matchups and whatnot. But, you know, we were able to kind of stay fresh the whole time just because we were able to roll. And, yeah, I think that's what kind of gave us some success there.
You know, Dylan, you came back to the WHL after a long run in the NHL. Did you make up a list that you have things you wanted to kind of work on or accomplish in this kind of short time you had in junior again?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me personally, I think just trying to get stronger. Obviously, the guys up there are stronger, faster, and they think, you know, the game's a lot faster. But I think the strength aspect is something that, you know, I can work on. And not playing, I mean, you still play a lot in the Western League, but you don't play every other day like you do up there. So you get a bit more time to do that. And then kind of as the team getting a chance to compete for the championship again, and not playing in the Mem Cup last year, and knowing that, you know, there was a chance to win here, a good opportunity. So now that, you know, we're finally here, I'm really looking forward to it.
Tell me about, you know, the scouting report and how different it is. You go from playing seven-game series, you know the team you're facing, and now you face Kamloops recently, so that's probably not going to be difficult. But what do you know, if anything, about Peterborough and Quebec? And having watched the Oil Kings go through it last year, how do you, like, what's your advice for your teammates, and what do you think the plan of attack is when you face teams that you haven't faced all year?
Yeah, I think that gives us a bit of a leg up. I mean, you know, I was there last year, didn't play, but I kind of had a different perspective. And Luke Prokop was on the team last year, and he's here again. So I think that experience will help us. But I think for us, just trying to get on our path and play our game, and trying to make the other team kind of adjust to us, not really focusing too much on what they're doing, but trying to just impose our style on them and try to make them make adjustments. So I think that's a big one. And just starting well, you know, it's like you said, it's a tournament style, it's a point style thing. So if you get the first win, I think it really helps you, you know, later on.
joined by Seattle Thunderbirds forward Dylan Gunther. It's going to take him part in the Memorial Cup here right away. Dylan, you know, how important is it to kind of just take it game by game and not think of it as, you know, we got to win five games or whatever, four games to get to the final? And how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, I think that's huge. I mean, we're here for a while and we don't play a whole lot, so I think that the day between games is kind of nice in a sense. We've been playing back-to-backs a lot, so I think that allows us to kind of just focus on one game at a time and also just enjoy it. I mean, this is kind of the prize in junior hockey, but not a lot of guys and not a lot of teams get the chance to be here, so it's a pretty cool event and just trying to, you know, enjoy that, but also, you know, playing our best hockey.
What do you have planned? Do you know your itinerary as far as off days? What do you go do?
Not really. But the city does a really good job. Like, we have these lanyards or whatever, and there's a number on the back, and if you call it, these cars will come pick you up and take you wherever you say. So, I mean, that's kind of nice. We can go out and do that, especially on these 2 days off here. But I think we got a parade or something now. I don't know a whole lot, but it'll be fun, whatever they got going on.
Sounds great. Yeah, I remember when we did it there in Kamloops, when we, not to put pressure on you, but we won it, but whatever. there was a huge event. And I couldn't believe it. I'd never sat across some guys I was going to play against. And that time, I don't know if they gave you costumes, but we all had to wear cowboy hats and cowboy boots. And I wasn't big on that either. But here I was wearing a skinny little toothpick, wearing these hats and boots. And we looked like I didn't think we looked particularly intimidating. I guess it didn't matter at that point. But, you know, that idea of enjoying and being with your buddies, I think it's so special because it's quite a long time, but it's so brief. You know, you're talking about 3, 4, or 5 games maybe.
Yeah, like you said, maybe try to pump up the arms or something a bit to show that intimidation. But, yeah no, it's kind of like the cherry on top, I think, this kind of tournament. I mean, you go through the league playoffs with all the travel and, you know, there's a lot of busing involved. And it's really a grind. And then you get here and you're playing every other day and you're not playing a whole lot of games. But, you know, the prize is obviously huge. So I think we're just going to try to enjoy it and, you know, with that, just play our best.
Dylan, I have to ask you, of course, you played for the Coyotes this past season as well. You got into 33 games, had 6 goals, 15 points. Pretty decent production in your first 33 NHL games. What was your experience like at the Mullet Arena?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a lot of fun to play in. It's a fast rink. Like, the boards are really lively and... you know, it feels smaller, obviously, but I mean, the ice surface is the same. But I think the boards are live, the fans are kind of right there, and the ice is really fast and really good. And we had success there, so it was a lot of fun to play in. Yeah, we really enjoyed it.
What's it like to play with Lucas Cione again? And I'm wondering how many people has he mauled over during the games this past year? Because he was definitely one of those types of players.
Yeah, he's a big body. He's my roommate. He's sitting here right now with his AirPods in. But
is he in shape? Is he finally in shape?
Yeah, he's still in good shape here. But no, it's a lot of fun to play with him. And, you know, we obviously won a little bit of NAX. And to get the chance to, you know, to win a championship here again with him and kind of get together again, it's been a ton of fun. And you know, I think having him on the team when I came here really helped me integrate into the team a lot.
Does he ever talk about all the real sweet stick handling tips he got from Struds?
Why are you laughing? You're still saying, yeah, man, the guy's amazing.
I'm going to ask him about that after.
Yeah,
maybe
you ask him.
Press tips from Struds, though. Oh, work on that big chest.
Don't pretend that you didn't learn from me either, buddy. That one-timer stuff I gave you. You're welcome, by the way. Buy me a Subway sometime.
I know. Thank you so much.
Well, hey, Dylan, you'll probably run into Struds. He'll be coming back into his hometown. Well, not his hometown, but his home junior town in Kamloops. Bringing back. They're trying to pull out all the big stops to see if they can get a win. And he might even be out there for a ceremonial puck drop. So watch out. Make sure the toupee isn't flopping around if you see him out there.
Yeah, I know. That'll be pretty cool if I see you there.
Don't be intimidated, buddy. Just play your game. I'm just another guy. Sure, I won 2 Royal Cups. Whatever. Have a good time.
No big deal. Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks, Dylan. Best of luck.
Thanks for having me on, guys. See ya.